Do you watch the Bill Cosby Show? I do too. I love Bill Cosby's show. I've been a big fan of Bill Cosby all my life. Never met the man before, but he called me up about a year ago and chastised me on the phone for being too dirty on stage. And it was real weird because I had never met him, and he just thought it was he should call me up because he was Bill and tell me that he did about what comedy is all about. And I sat and listened to this man chastise me. And when Bill Cosby chastises you, you forget you grown. You feel like one of the Cosby kids and shit. And I ran in the house all excited to talk to Bill and picked up the telephone, and Bill got raw on me. I was like, hello, Mr. Cosby? And you hear, I would like to talk to you about some of the things that you do in your show. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. He always tells you stories. I would like to tell you a story. I have 5 children. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 children. I live in Massachusetts with my wife, Camille, and my 5 children. Now, of the 5 children that we have, there are 4 girls and a boy. The boy's name is Innes. He loves everything you do. Comes home from school the other day with a big smile on his face. And my son looks just like me. He walks through the door looking at me with this big smile. And I cannot resist. Because it's such a beautiful smile. And he walks up and I say, what are you smiling about? Aww. And the child says to me, I'm smiling because I need money to go see the Andy Murphy show. Please give me money for a ticket. Now, if the child is smiling this way because he needs money for a ticket, I have to give him money for a ticket. I do not handle the money in the house. My wife, Camille, handles the ticket money. So I must go into the kitchen to where my wife is cooking dinner for the family. And she is inside the kitchen cooking. And she's got a bowl, and she's cooking up the food, man. She's cooking it up. And the child walks in the room with the smile. He says, Mother, please, money. She gives him the money. He runs off to see your show. Now, we sit in the living room waiting for Innes to return. At about 5 o'clock in the morning, the child comes through the door. He has a different look on his face. It looked like he heard something at your show that he's never heard before. And I say to my child, I say, child, I say, what did the man say on the stage? And he says, Pop, the man comes out and says these things. I said, well, what did he say? He says, Pop, he comes out and says some stuff. I said, well, what did he do? He says, Pop, he walks out and he goes, hello, suck this and MF and kiss my big black stuff and suck it and stick it down in your mouth and suck it, suck it. You cannot say filth, flarn, filth, flarn, filth in front of people.
And I said, I never said no filth, flarn, filth.
He says, you know what I'm talking about. I can't use the type of language that you use, but you know what I mean when I say filth, flarn, 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 filth.
And I said, I never said no filth, flarn, filth, and I don't know what you're talking about. I'm offended that you called. Fuck you. And that's when Bill got pissed and said, that's what I'm talking about.
You cannot say fuck in front of people. And I got mad, because he thought that was my whole act. Like, I just walked down on the stage and cursed and left. And I managed to stick in some jokes between the curses. You couldn't give no curse show or walk out and say, hey, felt for him, motherfucker, dick, pussy, snot, and shit. Good night. Good night. Suck my dick. Bye-bye. I was pissed off. I was so mad, I called Richard Pryor's house up and said, yo, Richard, Bill Cosby just called me up and told me I was too dirty. And Richard said, the next time motherfucker call, tell him I said, suck my dick. I don't give a fuck. Whatever the fuck make the people laugh, say that shit. He said, do the people laugh when you say what you say? I said, yes. He said, do you get paid? I said, yes. He said, well, tell Bill. I said, have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up. Good.
entertained! Mark my words, Francois. Before the week is out, I will definitely have proof that Sir Charles Lytton is the Phantom. Did you enjoy your food?
Oh, yes, yes, sir.
Very nice. You'll probably guess I've got a passion for the Oriental food, eh? Cato usually does some cooking for me, but recently he's taken to attacking me at every chance. It's very bad for the digestion. That is very strange, Francois. I don't ever recall receiving the fortune cookie in a Japanese restaurant.
What does it say?
We shall see. Beware of Japanese waitress bearing fortune cookies. Japanese waitress? I'm so terribly sorry, I beg you.
Enough, little yellow hands up with me. Must try to remember my new position in the force. You have devastated my sukiyaki in there. Ah, you fool, you raving oriental idiot. There is a time and a place for everything, Cato! And this is it.
Won't be long till
summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
This week, ladies and gentlemen, I am very proud to have my guest, as I'm sure my guest is very proud to be here. I have with me the WWF Vice President, the guy that helps wrestling through United States, Canada, Russia, Germany, all over the entire world, Japan. I have Mr. Jack Tunney with me. It is a pleasure to have you here on my show, as it is from you, I'm sure.
Pleasure to be here, Roddy.
Yeah, good looking thing. You know, I know how it goes, and I know how much you like me. I know how much the people like me, and sometimes, you know, I get so many letters coming in saying, oh, Roddy, we love you. Oh, Roddy, you're terrific. Oh, Roddy, you're this. Oh, Roddy, you're that. You know, sometimes it gets a little tiresome for me, and I'm sure that it does for you receiving all that mail and my popularity.
I get a lot of letters on you. They're not exactly what you say. Some.
What do you mean they're not exactly what I say?
Well, the content's a little different than I think you have in your mind what...
Well, with the contest, I mean, there may be a few fat folks out there all of a sudden. You know, maybe their husbands are sitting up drinking beer and got big fat bellies, and they're a little jealous of me. That's one or two letters. But, I mean, just overall, I am the most popular wrestler there's ever been in the whole world today. And you got to admit that when you get this fan mail and realize what the people are doing, you must put me on a pedestal, mustn't you?
Well, you're the most controversial. I think Hulk Hogan's the most popular.
Wait. What are you talking about? How can he be the most? I'm the most controversial. What does that mean? You're trying to tell me just because the guy is a world's heavyweight champion and won't fight me, what you're trying to tell me, he's the most popular and I'm the most controversial because he refuses to give me a match?
I just read the letters, Roddy, and he is the most popular.
Do you wear glasses?
No, I don't.
You don't wear glasses. Are you sure?
My eyesight's fine.
Your eyesight's fine. Are you sure, Jimmy? He's a woof, woof. Excuse me, Rennie. Are you sure you're the vice president of the WWF?
I am the vice president of the WWF and proud of it. Wrestling's my whole life.
Wrestling's your whole life? Wait a second. I don't get...
And I don't know, Dom. I don't feel good. I feel nervous. I really feel nervous.
Oh, come on. Relax. You been to the cash machine?
Yeah.
Car clean?
Uh-huh.
Plenty of gas?
Uh-huh.
Breath. How's your breath?
It's fine. I had some Altoids.
All right. Well, I think you're all set. So just go clean the pipes and it's a go.
Huh?
You know, clean the pipes.
What do you mean, clean the pipes?
You choke the chicken before any big date, don't you? Tell me you spanked the monkey before any big date. Oh, my God, he doesn't flog the dolphin before a big date.
No.
Are you crazy? That's like going out there with a loaded gun. Of course that's why you're nervous. Oh, my dear friend, please sit. Please. Look, after you've had sex with a girl and you're lying in bed with her, are you nervous?
No.
No, you're not. Why?
Because I'm tired.
Wrong. It's because you ain't got the baby batter in the brain anymore. Jesus, that stuff will fuck your head up. Oh, look, the most honest moment in a man's life are the few minutes after he's blown his load. Now, that is a medical fact. And the reason for it is that you're no longer trying to get laid. You're actually, you're thinking like a girl. And girls love that.
Holy shit. I've been going out with a loaded gun.
People get hurt that way.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always.
I mean, come on, Ed, it's bullcrap. Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
You're with us, Ron. What do you think?
It's terrible! She has beautiful eyes and her hair smells like cinnamon!
Mm-hmm.
Loud noises!
All right, everyone relax. She's not going to take anyone's airtime.
I read somewhere that their periods attract bears. The bears can smell the menstruation.
Well, that's just great. You hear that, Ed? Bears. Now you're putting the whole station in jeopardy.
Rules are made to be broken. Can't kill what you don't know. I understand you had a meeting with your men that afternoon.
Yes, I did.
What'd you guys talk about?
I told the men that we had an informer among us and that despite any desire they might have to seek retribution, Private Santiago was not to be harmed in any way.
What time is that meeting?
1600.
4 o'clock. Sam, we should make sure somebody gets this to his parents. We don't need it anymore.
Right.
Lieutenant Kendrick, may I call you John?
No, you may not.
Have I done something to offend you?
No, I like all you Navy boys. Every time we gotta go someplace to fight, you fellas always give us a ride.
Lieutenant Kendrick, do you think Santiago was murdered?
Commander, I believe in God and his son, Jesus Christ. Because I do, I can say this. Private Santiago is dead, and that is a tragedy. But he is dead because he had no code. He is dead because he had no honor. And God was watching.
How do you feel about that theory?
Sounds good. Let's move on.
Yeah. Shelley? Be hungry.
Yeah, well, I'm starving.
Oh, geez, look at the butt on that.
Yeah. He must work out.
Johannesburg, South Africa. Yeah, what is it?
Bob, I got a license, R&R. It's coming up in 3 days. I was thinking about going to Hawaii, maybe see Patsy. Hey, Bob, come on, I never asked you for a fucking thing over here. You know, I was thinking maybe... Bob, to be honest with you, I was hoping you'd put me on a chopper with King out of here. What do you say there, Chief Rooney?
I can't do that for you, Red. We need every swinging dick in the field, and you know that.
Hey, Bob, come on, you can talk to me, for Christ's sake. All I'm asking you for is 3 fucking days here.
I am talking to you, Red, and I'm telling you no. So get back in your foxhole.
Bob, I got a bad feeling on this one, all right? I mean, I got a bad feeling. I don't think I'm gonna make it out of here. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Everybody gotta die sometime, Red.
You deserve it! You deserve it!
You coward, you serve.